Do you know the song of Alien Rickett? We have something all of it. We are strings, everybody. You and me. And we are brothers and sisters. But we love each other. That is Jon. He will have the fire as the sun. I must... Why should you, as Christian, be different? If you know Jesus, then you are different. And you are not negative, but when you then you turn around to Jesus, then you will be quite different.
Wil je graag
Ah joh, nou, straks. Ja. Als zij begint, ja? Oké, ik wacht nog even. Thank you, Lord, that you will bless Jon this morning in his sermon. Oké, thank you. Albert Jan, dan ga jij de preek nu vertalen.
Yes, sir. Ja, ik zag het op het laadje.
Ja, dat dacht ik al, jongen.
God zegen, man.
Ik zie er eigenlijk niet uit met het ding.
Nee, met de voeten zo. Het is best wel zwaar om te vertalen ook, toch? Dus,
ik blijf hier boven zitten. Kom op, hè. Zeg maar even, dat even een andere vertaling in ons kring.
So we translators because Brother Jon had a little accident, and I will be resuming the rest of the service. We should read from Matthew 14, verse 24. And it says... But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. And Peter replied, "Tell me." But Jesus immediately said to him, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. So Jesus rescued him immediately, and what I want to talk to you about today is getting out of the boat. So if we are Christians, we are different, you know. If there is injustice done upon you, you know, we react different. And the theme of my preach is don't give up. So it's not always easy. There are moments that we do what we were accustomed to do before we came to faith. But let's pray. Father, please pray us. Bless us today, Father. Let our words, your words reach our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so the 20 minutes go in now. They were in the boat. They left. But they weren't there yet. They were somewhere in the midst. It doesn't really says where they're going to. It just says... They left and they were on a boat and there was wind. lots of things we experience in our life is in between the phases we are in. You are coming from somewhere and you're going towards somewhere. And you see, if you lost your job, for example, you are sad because you lost your job, but you're looking for a new job and you are going towards a new job. So you are in the midst, you know. Same as in relations. Maybe you had a relation and you are looking for a new relation. Maybe we had a dream and the dream shattered and you try to find new strength. You are in between something. And what do you think about I leave my old life behind with Jesus and I'm going to start a new life? No, it's so easy to say, but it's a life journey. It's not easy being a new person. You are in between, you know. And I don't know if it's... usually if I'm in between something, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Not really have the new one yet. And you are not happy. Maybe you are not happy being in between situations. And it's so easy to be a different person if everything is okay. But how different is it to be in Christ a different person if life is a struggle? So sometimes you get up and everything is cool, you know, you have a nice coffee. But I'm talking about the moment that the children are even worse. You know, and the parents are terrible and everything is a struggle. And if things are not going all right, you know, how can we still be the light? So that's the difficult moments. Uncomfortable place is not a good place. But the disciples were very uncomfortable in the boat. But they were not going anywhere. But when Peter just came out of the boat, stepped out of the boat and walked toward Jesus, it was very uncomfortable, you know. He walked on water. It must have been very uncomfortable. But he was going towards Jesus. So it's okay. Our focus has to be on Jesus. We are going towards him. He is our purpose. It's our desire to be in the New Jerusalem, you know, and but you know, if you are uncomfortable in this moment, look upon what is coming, you know. God gives us the grace to give a beholden arrival. So focus on where we are going, it will help you. And I know from my own life, if you're not comfortable, it is always, you desire to seek out comfort, you know, distractions, things that we don't really, it's not good for us to do it. We don't like, and there was also a headwind, so they were not happy in the boat, and there was a headwind. So they thought, what's going on, you know? Sometimes it feels if all the bad things happen all at once. If it's going completely good or completely bad. Experienced so many things. People that were not happy, they were also having struggles in their lives. Difficult struggles. But this God asks us not to give up. To be strong. To take the bad things of life. So, an airplane always lifts up against the wind. So, it's a good sign. You know, if we have headwind in our lives, it helps us. So, usually it is I was there, it was difficult, but now I am stronger and usually wiser, because the most things you learn is in crisis. Some things 10 years ago, if you would experience them again, you would experience them completely different. And the Bible says, great are the disasters of the righteous ones, but God saves them from all. And just at the right moment, Jesus came. Jesus never comes too late. Maybe he doesn't come on our time, but he will never be too late. But one of the translations, it is written something that shocked me. Jesus passed them by. So he was going on the same course as them, you know, passing them by. And Peter saw him and called out. And it could have happened that if Peter did not see him, Jesus would have just walked by. And how many times is it not that we need Jesus? And sometimes the Lord speaks through persons, sometimes through miracles, sometimes by children, sometimes by adults, you know. We have to be focused. We have to really see Jesus when he's coming. So there was a chance that the disciples could have missed Jesus. You know? Sometimes we miss Jesus in our lives. We focus too much on the problems, especially the Netherlands. We are pessimists. It's never really good. It's too cold or too warm. I never heard somebody say, the weather is just perfect. They always say, it's too warm, it's too cold, it's never good. You know, that's just how it seems to me. Maybe I'm the only one. Sometimes I just talk to myself, you know. But usually we always have something to complain. And I discovered if you think in problems, then you see problems everywhere. So somebody has a great idea, but yeah, maybe, I don't know if we should do it, maybe it would go wrong. But if you think in faith, you know, and see through faith, you know, then we will see the word of the Lord working. And the disciples were on the boat, in the middle of the water, uncomfortable, a strong headwind, a storm, darkness, everything around them. Jesus just came on, you know, passing them by, and they said, whoa, who's that? Who is it? Jesus came walking over the water, you know, imagine. And if God needs a wonder to be with you, he will make it happen. He's a God of miracles, and he will... The Bible teaches us, he will never leave us. He will always be with us and in front of us. In the moments that we really need him, he's always there. In the moments that we say, I can't no more, Lord Jesus, God always comes. On his time, on his way, and not the way we expect it. But we have to be in expectation of the Lord always. He's there. Sometimes there are people, maybe in Amsterdam, they do very specific prayers. It is my desire to have it in pale blue, there and there, 10 or 30, then the miracle should happen. But the Lord, of course, usually says, I will do it in my way, you know. Jesus came to the disciples on his way, you know. How many minutes do I have? 10 minutes remaining. Okay, so they are good service leaders. I vote for them. Don't you? I just how nice these people, all these children are, and how could they do it? It's so beautiful. And Jesus came, and Peter spoke to Jesus. And I want to tell you just what did Peter do? 3 points. 3 points that ensured Peter could walk on the water. The first thing Peter said, "If it is you, Lord, command me to come. If it is you, Lord. If it is not your miracle, Jesus, I don't want it." So that's the first point. It's all about Jesus. And sometimes we just need prayer answering, and we don't care from which side it comes. But Peter says, no, I desire it from Jesus. Some people just want money, and they don't care if it's illegal, a little bit shady, as long as they have money. That is not the way God answers prayers, you know. It is, of course, always legal, and it's always from the Lord, you know. Some people desire to have knowledge over the future, and where am I going to? But Peter said, if it's not you, Lord, I don't want to know. Sometimes we use mediums or whatever to gain knowledge over our future. But our mentality should be, God, tell me. Jesus, make me aware of my future in you. If it is you, Lord, then I want to know, Lord. And if there is somebody else coming, I don't want to know. So what I want to tell you, if you want to have miracles in your life, it's all about Jesus. The second point, Peter said, speak to me, Lord. And speak has to speak to us first, and then we have to act. And it's always our desire to walk in front of the Lord, because we are impatient people, because we are waiting so long, and I want to know. But we are impatient people. But we have to wait on God's time for him to speak. That's the way it should be. For the Lord speaks, and then the earth was there, you know? Not it was there and God spoke. And sometimes we twist it a little bit. So, I'm here, Lord. Can you just now please give me the command, you know, to go? No, the Lord spoke, and Peter did. So, the first, it's about Jesus. The second, let the Lord speak, and then act. And the third point, Peter had faith. Because imagine, you're in a boat. So I have my A and B, you know, so I can swim a little bit. I can swim. I can save myself, you know. But what I don't think I can get out of a boat and walk on the water, you know. Peter, he heard the voice of the Lord, and he stepped out onto the water. That's heavy. It's not about walking in the water. It's not about a miracle, you know. It's about Jesus. And he had the faith to walk over the water because the Lord called him. And work. Faith without work is a deaf faith. You know, that are the 3 points. It's about Jesus. God has to speak to you, and then you have to act. And the third miracle, you have to have the faith that is required. And Peter just walked on the water, you know, in faith. And he stepped away from disbelief. So what do I mean with that? Other people on the boat, they were watching what Peter was doing, but they did not get out of the boat. So it's written in the Bible, we live by faith, or we live by what we see. They apparently did not have enough faith. So if you don't have faith, you just sit in the boat and you look out, watching your rabbi and Peter walking on water and just thinking, okay. So you can be in school and everybody does what they want, you know. But we as Christians have to be different, you know. So gossiping, swearing, you know. But we are in the Lord and we are different. So in the moment that the moment Peter stepped out of the boat, he was getting out of a boat filled with unbelievable people, you know, unbelieving people. They believed, but they maybe had not the faith, you know. But sometimes you just have to leave your bad friends, you know, and the bad situation. You have to live from faith, you know. And sometimes non-believers don't even want to be with Christians, you know, because we are different. They don't get it. They don't like us, you know. It's true. So stepping out of faith is just so important, you know. And even the people that getting away from you, you know, they will, maybe you had sometimes, the words, how can you be so calm in this situation, you know? Or whatever, you know. It's the best way to act the best way to testify is the way that we act, you know? So, you can say, I believe in God, and God is my peace, you know? And, you know, and Peter get out of the boat. And he got out of the boat filled with insecurity. And lots of people are insecure. Sometimes you have thought patterns, you know. But the base of our faith is our security that we are in the Lord. So my security is in the Lord, you know. My life is in the hands of the Lord. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Don't have to worry about if I have food or not. My self-assurance is in the Lord. So it gives my faith, gives me the insurance that it will be all right, however difficult it is. And he stepped out from the insecurity of the people, and Peter walked on the water. And this is my ending within the time. I had no signal. I have a few minutes left, and Peter got out of the boat, and he saw the wind. At some point, he had the faith, and the others didn't. But after maybe 20 or 30 meters or more, he got out and he saw the wind, and he was a different man, you know, strong in the faith. And he saw the wind, he saw that he would drown. And he shouted, Jesus! And Jesus came and saved him immediately. So what does it tell us? This is my conclusion. We have to be different. But we will not be perfect. So even in being different, we will fail sometimes. And what do we do if we don't have to be guilty or anything? We have to shout it out towards the Lord Jesus, you know. Jesus, save us. Jesus, forgive us, you know. Being a different man, a new person in Christ, doesn't happen all at once, you know. It's a process. And even So is it not written, the righteous one falls seven times, but seven times he gets up? It will not be always perfect, you know. But don't lie down. Don't drown. Call towards the Lord. It will be all right. And I wish the prayer meeting. And it's this morning, I wish to take a moment, if there are people that have not yet given their lives to Jesus, and I want to accept him, and I want to shout out to the Lord. My life is not the way it should be. It helped me to be in Jesus, and maybe at some points we were close to Jesus, and maybe there's a way. And maybe there are people that never had something to do with Jesus, you know, whatever. And maybe you feel something in your heart. This is the place you should be, you know. This day was organized by the teens, you know. And it would be... So, do people come forward or... Okay. So, next week I'm coming, you know, again. This is a nice church. I love it here. So, can I see your hands? Can you just show your hands if you want me to pray for you? No, it's maybe lit, and then I will see the hands, and I will see the music. Is there someone here today that wishes to give his life to Jesus again, or maybe now? Fill this house with the glory. Fill this house with your glory, Lord. Fill this house with your presence. Because everything is through you. Show us your glory, Lord. Fill this house with your glory. Fill this house with your glory, Lord. Fill this house with your presence. Because everything is for you. And everything is through you. Show us your glory, Lord. Of your mercy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Jesus is King. Bring glory and give him honor. Fill this house with your glory. Fill this house with your glory. Fill this house with your presence. Because everything is through you. And everything is created by you. Show us your glory, Lord. Holy is the Lord. Yes, Jesus is our King. Bring honor and give him glory. Holy is the Lord. So I wish to you know, I wish to pray for everybody. Lord Jesus, I give my life to you again. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Please take me as your child. I believe that you are the Son of God. And from this day, I wish to leave everything behind, to live with you a different life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.